And we return. It is today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. And it's time now for our food and dining segments. As usual, we're joined by my friend, chef, author, syndicated columnist, Linda Gastenheimer. Linda, the Miami Heat certainly evened the Chicago playoff series last night, and there will be a Game 5 in Miami against the Bulls. Perhaps that'll be the clincher. Suppose you have an idea about amenities at the AAA, huh?
I suppose I do. Well, it's heat fever in Miami. They more than did their job last night. It's an exciting time. And the American Airlines Arena is lit up. But as you mentioned, there's other things there. There's some exciting food there, and it's more than just hot dogs and pizza. And here to tell us about the new food scene and activities is Richard Post. He's the Hyde American Airlines Arena General Manager. Welcome, Richard Post.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I understand you had a wild night last night.
Yes, it was quite a game. Quite a game.
Yes. Well, of course, coming up this weekend, we have Mother's Day. And we have an exciting hot, white hot champagne here with us. And it has a white hot heat connection. And more on that to come. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions about the arena or anything you would like to ask us about it? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. And do we have email?
We do. It's radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org. Where's Fred?
Where's Fred? We're about to
Fred's
see.
Here.
Fred, you're going to miss today.
Fred's white hot up there.
I am. It's 80 degrees here.
Oh, really? Fred Tasker is joining us by Skype. And as you all know, he writes the Wine Suggestion for my Dinner Minutes column that you can read in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read Fred's wine column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, celebrating Mother's Day?
Oh, I always celebrate Mother's Day. I got some nice wines for that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Richard Post. Hyde American Airlines Arena. What is this?
Well, Hyde American Airlines Arena is a very unique place that we've decided to build inside the Miami Heat Arena. It offers something very unique that is not offered anywhere else in the arena. It's a place where you can go watch the game. You can have different type of food that's not served anywhere else in the arena. We have sushi rolls, we have steak, we have chicken. You can relax before the game, watch the game on one of our TVs. You can eat. Then you can go back to the game. Then you can also come back for an after party.
I bet it's very inexpensive, too.
Oh, I bet. How do you get in there? Do you need a special entry? Is there special admission, or can you just...
Yes, there's a $50 cover. The people who have guaranteed access...
Per person.
Yes, $50 per person. The people who have guaranteed access sit actually on the court, what we like to call feet on wood. Otherwise, you can check in at one of our host stands at section 114, and you can pay your $50 cover, and then you're escorted down the VIP entrance that gets you into Hyde. If you do not have a game ticket, you can also come in, pay $50, and come in through the P2 parking garage entrance, and you can just hang out, eat, enjoy the game, you know, feeling part of the game without having to buy an actual game ticket.
Oh, you don't need a Heat ticket to go to Hyde?
No, you do not. It's what we call it a Hyde-only ticket. It's $50. It gets you access into Hyde, so you can feel like you're part of, you know, part of the Heat, part of watching the game, but you actually don't have to have a ticket.
Oh,
so you basically
great.
Just come in.
Are you saying that you could get out of the floor for $50 without buying an additional ticket?
No.
You had me worried for a minute there.
No, it actually only guarantees you entrance into the actual Hyde.
Hyde is a kind of nightclub, come restaurant, come fun place.
Hyde.
Yes, at the arena, and there is a separate entrance. So if you don't have a ticket and you can't get into the arena itself, you can still get into Hyde through going through the parking lot.
Yeah, the parking lot entrance is our
now,
entrance.
Last night during the playoffs, is it standing room only there? Or?
It was quite full, yeah. All tables were sold out. Everybody was on edge. You know, it was a massive blowout, so you know everybody really came down to celebrate. After the game, it turns into a full-blown nightclub. We have world-famous DJ Irie. He hosts and spends throughout the night. We have cryo, confetti, and it's
a... I had to ask him. We had cryo. Do you know what cryo is?
No.
Well, tell us what cryo is, because he sent me a picture of this.
Cryo is it's a CO2 machine that shoots you know, CO2 into the crowd, and it's more of like a cool fog that we shoot onto the people, and it's quite a fun experience.
Hmm.
It didn't really, but it doesn't cool down the crowd.
I guess not. So how late are you open?
We have a 4 a.m. license, depending on how late the game goes, typically about 2.5-3 hours after the game.
So it's kind of an upscale sports bar, or we can't even call it a sports bar.
I like to call a sports club. You know, I like to stay away from the bar word. We're trying to stay in a upscale, very unique place. We're trying to create something new that is nowhere else in the world.
Briefly, what's your background and where are you from?
I was born and raised in Miami, and I lived in Los Angeles for 8 years, and then I worked in Las Vegas for 3 years, and then it brought me back to Miami now.
There's where he got the nightclub part.
Right.
In Las Vegas. Now, he mentioned that we have food that's different from any other food, and we've got the food here. And I want to tell you, I tasted some of it. And it's you have special food for the Heat game, so tell us what you've got.
Yes, like I said, we offer a variety of things that's not really offered anywhere else in the arena, as we're trying to be separate.
Because I have to say, some people, someone emailed me to say that he's not quite happy with the food at the arena and the service isn't so great. So tell us about the food you've got.
Well, like I said, I can't attest to what the arena has, but I do can say that at Hyatt American Airlines Arena, the food is very good, the service is good. We have special sushi rolls, we have Wagyu steak, yuzu chicken, ceviches. We have two specialty rolls that are designed for the Miami Heat, the Heat Roll, the White Hot Roll. The Heat Roll is one of our favorites in the venue.
So you've got a Heat Roll, and tell us what's in it, because I think there's something interesting here.
The Heat Roll is a spicy tuna roll with rock shrimp tempura on top with red chilies.
It's like a sushi roll.
It's a
sushi roll. And okay. Then you've got the rock shrimp on top. And then you've got a hot spicy sauce on that?
Yes.
All right, so that's white hot heat sauce. And what was the other one you were talking about?
That is the Heat Roll, and the other one is the White Hot Roll, which is a spicy California roll with baked scallops on top with a dynamite white creamy sauce on top.
Does Pat Riley ever hang out there?
Pat Riley does come through. He's a very superstitious man, and he comes through every game, gives me a high five, and then at the halftime, he'll go back through. So, yes, he comes through every single game.
Talk about superstition. Since this is radio, you can't see Richard Post, but he's growing a beard. What's the superstition there?
Well, I made it a vow to myself and a couple of the guys in the office that I would not shave until we brought home a trophy.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Fred, guess what we're going to do?
We mentioned
you're
earlier.
Eat all that food and drink all that bubbly, and I'm going to sit here and be jealous.
Okay, so what he's doing is we've got this Moët Chandon Ice Imperial bottle here, and he's putting ice in some. We've got white goblets, and go ahead, pop that cork there.
But they don't look like traditional champagne glasses.
No. So,
whoa, there we go. Okay.
Wow, did you hurt anybody?
Okay, Fred, tell us about this this Ice Imperial.
This is pretty interesting. Moët and Chandon, the French champagne people, have created something that almost seems specifically designed for the Hyde Club. It is a champagne that is made to be served over ice. Now, this might seem like heresy for the company that also makes Dom Perignon, but Moët's chief winemaker, Benoit Gouès, in an interview on YouTube, explained it this way. Moët noticed that people drank champagne mostly in cold weather in the holiday season, but cut back in the summer. In hot weather, they seemed to want something lighter and more refreshing and more casual. So Moët created a bubbly specifically for ice cubes. It's made mostly of Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier grapes, which are both red grapes, for additional power and structure and fruitiness. They make it a little sweeter than regular Brut champagnes and a little higher in acid.
Why is it sweeter, Fred?
I'm sorry?
Why is it sweeter?
Well, all of these things together make it what they call denser, which means that it has the ability to stand up to ice. Even Gouès of Moët agrees that regular champagne, if you put it over ice, would get thin and watery and wimpy and that sort of thing. So what you're supposed to do, and I guess what you're doing there, is
we sure
to
are.
Pour it
Let me just tell you,
big
Fred.
Yeah, Linda's going at it.
You're really missing this, Fred.
I am missing it very much. And then you drop in precisely 3 ice cubes, no more. And you're supposed to drink it in the daytime, which I guess the Hyde Club kind of breaks that rule. But you're supposed to drink it at the beach, on the yacht, around the pool, according to the Moët publicity. And when the sun goes down, you're supposed to go back to Moët's regular champagnes with dinner.
Well, this gets complicated.
It does. It does. This is not easy stuff, Joe. But anyway, I haven't had a chance to try it, so you've got it popped open. Tell us, take a sip and tell us what you think.
Well, it's really very, it's very cool. It's bubbly.
But
it's
sweeter.
It's sweet. Yeah. It is sweeter. It's kind of a nice thing for mom, for Mother's Day, I think.
Normally wouldn't think about ice cubes and champagne, but yeah, it works.
No, but so I don't know, Fred, are we supposed to, so we don't have to put the champagne on ice? We just put it.
Well, it wouldn't hurt. I would always put champagne on ice beforehand so it doesn't melt the ice too. You know, chill it down to 50, 60 degrees before you do it, just to keep it from melting the ice too much. But and now I understand this costs about $60 or $70, right?
Right. I think so. It depends on where you're buying it. There's also, we're going to break in a minute, but there's a special connection with the Heat, the Heat team. What is it? It's these.
Yeah, due to the white bottle, the white gold, you know, the gold with the trophy, the white bottle, it is actually the official champagne of the Miami Heat playoffs. So it's a perfect fit for what we're targeting inside of Hyde Club. It's a white bottle. That way everything can be white themed throughout the arena.
Okay. So you mean when they pour it over each other's heads this year, it's going to be...
knock on wood. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to stain your jersey if you pour it over your head.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Hyde American Airlines Arena General Manager, Richard Post. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and our guest is Richard Post. He's the general manager of Hyde American Airlines Arena. He's been telling us about the new food choices at the arena at Hyde, and we've been toasting the Miami Heat with this Ice Imperial Moët Chandon champagne. We've really been enjoying ourselves.
Have you ever had the Birdman come in after the game?
No, they don't really come in.
The
after.
Team doesn't come in. Well, as many of you know, one of my latest books is Flavors of the Florida Keys. And if you're thinking of planning a trip to Key West, come and join me on a special 4-day cruise from Miami to Key West. That's going to be next January 30th, 2014. We're going to be going on the Celebrity Constellation. I'm going to be giving cooking demonstrations, and I'm going to take you around Key West.
I'm marking my calendar right now for January.
Hey, my daughter and her fiance took Linda's book down to the Keys, and they found some wonderful restaurants, so I can vouch for that.
Okay.
Thank you, Fred. Well, for more information, you can call Kendall Lakes Travel or just email me, linda@dinnerinminutes.com. Okay, so now, Dinner in Minutes, for if you're going to have your Dinner in Minutes at home for Mother's Day. Some people prefer to stay home rather than go out, but they don't want the fuss. This is a no-fuss roasted chicken pasta salad. There's no mess to clean up. It uses only one pot, and it won't heat up your kitchen. So the basis is you buy a chicken, a roasted chicken, a rotisserie chicken, and you mix some mayonnaise, some curry powder, and I bought some mango chutney. I mixed all that together. Mm-hmm. I tossed it with the chicken. And I boiled some pasta. That's where the pot comes in. You have to boil the pasta, you drain it, and you toss that with the chicken, and you serve the salad on top of some lettuce leaves, put some sliced scallions on top, put some tomatoes around it, and that recipe and photo is in today's Miami Herald. And if you want another quick chicken recipe for Mother's Day, there's a chicken parmesan with fresh basil linguine. It's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, are we still drinking here?
Oh, we're always still drinking here.
I knew that.
In fact, speaking of champagne, there's actually good news in the bubbly business, or potentially anyway. It was actually years ago that medical researchers concluded that champagne and sparkling wines have antioxidants that are good for your heart, and some people claim it's even as good for you as red wine.
Oh, is that right?
Now,
that's interesting.
Good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, now researchers at Reading University in the UK say they believe champagne might help dementia and Alzheimer's. So this seems to be good for just about anything.
Where did you find this out, Fred?
He's been digging to get stuff on.
I have been digging, yes, this is my life.
Anything to support your bubbly, right?
Well, this works at least with rats. I don't know about humans yet. They took a group of rats and snuck champagne into the food of half of them and left the other half high and dry. And over a six-week period, they had the rats run mazes, and the rats on champagne had a 70% success rate, while the teetotaling rats had only a 50% success rate.
Oh, it sounds good.
Yeah, very hopeful. But now the researchers are about to repeat the study on a group of elderly humans, and no, I don't know how you can apply to be in that study.
Why elderly humans?
Well, that's when dementia and Alzheimer's become important.
Oh, all right. I thought maybe before
elderly humans around here.
Yeah, we don't have any. Present company is accepted, of course. In any case, they speculate that humans over 40 would be well off to drink 2 or 3 glasses of champagne per week and see if it helps you to run the mazes of life.
Very good.
Bonnie, you had a question?
I have a question for Richard. We were talking about your superstition and growing your beard until we take home a trophy, the Miami Heat.
Yes.
I was just wondering, I mean, it begs the question, if we don't take home the trophy?
I could turn into a Duck Dynasty lookalike.
You look like one of the Oak Ridge boys.
You're just going to keep letting it grow until we get it?
Hey, yeah, it's a vow. You know, I have faith in my team. And
you're pretty confident.
Feel that, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Richard, hang in there. We guys with beards have got to hang together.
All right, so now we've been talking, if you've just joined us, about Hyde American Airlines Arena. Now, this is a sports bar, but tell us again, this is not kind
sports
of...
It's not club. A bar, it's a sports club.
A club. But I think it's much more of a club than sports. Tell us some of the exciting things that have happened there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that you can talk about on National Public Radio.
Right.
you got something better than that?
Like I said, it turns into a full-blown nightclub afterwards. You know, it's a very unique place. We're creating something. Every day is a learning experience for us.
There's dancing.
Dancing, full bottle service. There's, like I said, the confetti, the bar. We have a little guy that's kind of the Hyde mascot. He'll dress up and he'll make it fun for us. They'll bring out the bottles.
What does he dress up in?
He'll dress up in Superman costumes and all kind of stuff to make it fun. And it's really a party. I mean,
That's after the game.
After the game.
That's after we win.
After we win.
And yes. If we don't win?
If we don't win, you'd be surprised. People are still there to party. I mean, if you've ever been there, it takes you about an hour and a half, 2 hours to leave due to the traffic delays. So a lot of people will funnel in there. They'll
come
in.
Traffic.
Yeah, you know, hang out, have a few drinks, party, listen to the music, let the traffic die down, and then, you know, go.
So if we wanted to make a reservation, we phone the club? How do we do that?
There is a number, 855-777-HYDE, or you can send an email to VIP@HydeAAArena.com.
So and anybody, even if you don't have a ticket now, anybody can... Can pay the cover charge.
Pay the cover charge, yes.
I suspect you might be full for Friday night.
Yeah.
It fills up pretty quick due to the playoffs. You know, the biggest thing is it's a $50 cover, but if you have a larger group, it's better to buy the table. We sell the table experience. It's a full night experience. So you can start the table. You can get there with your group. If you have 5 or 6 people, $50, that's $300 right there. So we start the tables at about $1,000, and that gets you the food and beverage minimum. You can have dinner, go to the game, come back at halftime, and then enjoy your table after the game.
Well, put me down for 2 tables.
Got it.
We'll bring the whole crew.
But now it's open even after for other events. It's not.
We're
just
open for all home games. We're doing away viewing parties, so all the away games. We're
so
open
even
for,
when they're away, you're uh-huh. open.
Yes, we have a 20-foot TV with the sound and
20-foot.
Oh, yeah,
I thought you said 8, Linda.
I thought it was 8.
20. And we have 15 other 40-inch TVs that we're going to be showing the TV, the game, and then we also have we're open during concerts, so all concerts, and then we're available for private buyouts.
What's the website again?
It's HydeAAArena.com.
All right. Well, that sounds very exciting. We want to all root for the Heat coming up. Friday night's the next game.
Yes, I'll be happy to come back and you guys can shave my beard.
All right.
I think I'll pass on that.
It's been a very tasty week. Richard Post, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And for the ultra delicious food. Hyde American Airlines Arena is located at the arena. A fun place, great vibe, good food, and of course, great basketball. Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper, great to be with you.
Thank you.
And the
you.
Recipes
you
at dinnerandmints.com, right?
Absolutely.
The
easy,
chicken.
Quick recipes for
curry.
Mother's Day. Yes. And Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Next week, we'll be talking with Miami Herald. Next week, we're going to be talking about healthy, good food for us. That's okay. What we'll be talking about. Anyway, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.